Coral Madge will be heading up the Preserving Moccasins class coming up at the Royal Alberta Museum. You can be a part of it on February 27th. She joins us to tell us more. Tell us a bit about the moccasin preservation class. What can we expect if we go?
On the website for the Royal Alberta Museum, when you book the ticket, it's included with admission. So when you buy your ticket for the museum, it's just an add-on. And that also means for our Indigenous guests, there's no cost for this class. So the way that this class is set up is that you bring your own moccasins in. And I really love this. I got started in this work myself by caring for moccasins that were made by my great-grandma and were left to me by my grandpa. I have a big heart for this type of thing. And I think it's really important, too. You know, people have moccasins, and especially in our communities, there's moccasins that have been handed down from loved ones or the first pair you made that you love despite all of its imperfections. Moccasins that children have outgrown and will be put away until the next generation of young ones come into your life. Moccasins made by grandmothers now passed that shared their love with every stitch. These works from artist hands are not only practical but beautiful. The work is worthy of recognition for the lives they lived and the people that loved them. The little love and help they can last for generations and help tell these stories. So I guess that's a bit about why it's important, especially to me. When people come in, we will have smudge available, we'll have all the supplies ready, and then I'll walk through the process of how to make internal mounts and how to store these in your home for long-term storage.
What are some of the common issues that people face when they're trying to maintain traditional moccasins?
So I think it's more just like how moccasins age. You know, my own mom, she had them tucked away in her like cedar chest. You know, over time, they can flatten. The beadwork is quite heavy on the top. And so when it weighs down the vamp, the weight of the beadwork and threads can become fragile from the tension. The support of an internal mount allows the moccasins to have few moving parts that cause breakage of thread as it ages. And that's when you get beads that sometimes fall off. Also have a take-home sheet with some more things like storage and repairs, different resources that you can reach out to if you do need extra help.
Okay, because I was going to ask too, what are some tips that people at home can do to preserve their moccasins?
Absolutely. So a lot of contemporary beads actually have different sorts of pigments, and you might realize it on your earrings or lanyards. I see it a lot where beads can lose their color or finishes, like the metallic beads can rub off. Sunlight and light exposure is a big part of that. Something I recommend for moccasins especially is if you do have light fading or if you have wool vamps or heels that are lightening up, wrapping them in cotton and putting them out of the light. Even something as simple as keeping them in an airtight, you know, Ziploc Tupperware can help quite a bit with that.
This is so fascinating, and you can learn more about it and work with Coral as well. She will be doing this class February 27th at the Royal Alberta Museum, and you can get your entrance in through the link on our website, ravenradio.ca. All the details will be there. Coral, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for having me.